Did you know that Elon Musk chose his ventures based on his passions? What if you could do the same? First, you have to get clear on what you want to go, where you want to go. Elon wanted to go to space since he was a kid. Next, you got to take stock of your skills. What are you really good at? The great news about that is you can get good at stuff. After that, list your interests. What topics or industries excite you? Research the market. Where do your skills and interests overlap with the market needs? Is there anywhere you can fill a gap? Any partnerships you can form? Businesses you can buy? After that, you have to consider the demand. Is there a growing need for these services or products? And finally, think long term. Can this business grow and evolve with you in the direction you want to go? Aligning your business with your expertise and interests isn't just fulfilling, it's strategic. Send this to somebody who wants to create wealth and impact. Alrighty, let's dive a little bit deeper into all of that. So Elon, as a kid, I think I heard that on the Patrick Bet David podcast, he wanted to go to space. Like, this whole thing has been a game for him. And if you treat this as a game, when I was playing RuneScape and World of Warcraft and Summoner's War and all of these games that I play, the whole point of the game is to pick a skill, develop it, and it'll take you to a new level in the game. You'll be able to do something that you couldn't do before. Well, the funny thing is, art, if you will, is based on life. Then life is based on art. Then life gets its very meaning for existence from art. That was like, I don't know what that was. But I think it was Robbie Zacharias, maybe. Regardless, RuneScape, World of Warcraft, all these games based how they improve their character in the game on how you actually improve in life. So now we can turn around and base life on that art, since we spent so much of our time playing those games as kids. We can understand that. As a character in a game, you have to get 99 wood cutting to cut better wood. Well, in order to get 99 wood cutting, you have to cut wood. Similarly, if there is a skill assessment that we're trying to do, we're evaluating our personal strengths, the first thing you should do is, what have I done a lot of and I'm confident that I can continue to do? For example, if you've cut a lot of wood, you're probably confident you can cut wood. And that's the beautiful part about skill assessment. If you have no skills and you have only weaknesses, you can start to develop those skills and say, for a year, I'm going to market every day. And by the end of that year, I will be good at marketing. For a year, I'm going to close sales appointments every day. I'm going to generate sales appointments every day. And by the end of 3 years, if you can generate sales appointments, close sales appointments, and market really well or position your brand, you're going to be able to help a lot of businesses out. So just focusing on what skill you need to develop and being clear on what skills you have can be really helpful in the skill assessment side of things, and taking it into what business you want to find. Because the whole goal of this episode is to get you to find a business that aligns with your interests in the acquisition process. You don't want to be buying something that's going to make you want to quit business, right? So once you've done your skill assessment, do your interest exploration. So you know you can sell, you know you can market, or you know you have good copywriting skills, or maybe you know you can lead people really well, or you can hire people really well, or maybe you're just really good at the paperwork, or filling out a financial statement, or thinking of strategic partnerships, whatever. Get your skills that you have, get your skills that you want to develop, because you enjoy those things. Those are your genius zone, if you will. You have a natural inclination towards them, but you want to become world class at them. And then do the interest exploration. What are your passions, and how can these become business ideas? Because your passion probably solves something in you that it also solves for a lot of other people, which means there's a problem, there's a need there. Whether it's a burning need, that's something you have to evaluate and you start to explore your interests. For example, if somebody really likes lifting weights, they're like, ooh, I have a huge interest in lifting weights, I'm going to teach people how to lift weight. Maybe that's not as scalable, so instead they're like, I'm going to own gyms. That is more scalable, which still has to do with weightlifting. Or maybe they're like, I'm going to manufacture barbells. I'm going to create the best barbell scientifically for this specific group of people. That's also another way your interest could come out in business, right? So just take something you really like and figure out what businesses are already serving it and where the gap is in the market. And of course, that's conducting market research, finding your niche. You need to know what people are already doing, where the gaps are, and just understanding what is going on. And this really happens. For the longest time, I was confused about market research, but it's because I didn't want to do work. Market research is simple. Get customers, survey businesses. When you survey customers in a market and you survey businesses in a market, you will understand the market. So even if you don't have the customers, survey other people's customers. Be like, go partner with businesses. Be like, hey, I'm doing a survey of your customers to generate ideas that will help you in your business. And then you are conducting market research while trying to help those people. And you just give them the survey results, but you also got the survey results. So eventually you can start to be like, I'll even consult you on how this lines up with your business. And after that, it'll be, you can do it all for free. Do the survey for free, consult them on how the feedback can implement into their business for free, but then take your feedback and you understand the market a bit more. You only need to do this for like 3 to 5 businesses to get something going. You could also just read stuff on social media. There are people who are giving reviews of these businesses. Then there are people who are commenting on these businesses' social media pages, and your group is congregating somewhere. Go find where your group is congregating and read the stuff they're already saying, because I promise you they're saying it somewhere. If not, your niche isn't well enough defined, and you need to go define it. So, conducting market research can be very helpful in the business exploration, because if you're interested in it and you have the skills to do it, but the market ain't hitting it, that's the ultimate feedback mechanism. So if the market's not hitting, you need to be quitting. And then after that, demand analysis. So this is part of market research, I would say a little bit, but assessing market needs. Is there a growing market for this? In 5 years, will this market be bigger than it is? And how much bigger? That's really, you need to know it's a growing market, and you need to know that they have capital to spend and that there is a pain point that you can really solve for them. Those are kind of the three things that you need to figure out about a market. And I believe there's a fourth thing, according to Alex Ramosi. I'm not remembering it right now, but I do know it needs to be growing. They need to have money so they can pay for it, and there needs to be a need, and probably also pretty easy to find them. So that's how you can kind of assess demand, if you will, and analyze demand. Then after you've done all of this, it's the growth planning. Is the market going in a direction that is aligned with my interests and skills? And am I willing to adapt when needed? Am I bought in on this industry, on what the mission of this business is? And that's really just having a little bit of foresight. You can't really predict anything because innovation happens so quickly nowadays, and technology will change things completely. But having some sort of guideline of like, I really care about this problem, and so being in this industry for the long term is beneficial for me, that's a good guideline to have. Those are the 5 things you can do to make sure that your interests and your skills are really aligned to a business during the acquisition phase of it. And this will help you, create wealth, create impact, and not hate yourself while you're doing it. So thanks so much for coming on the show and watching us, guys. We appreciate it. We will see you on the next one. And remember, we are a community of people judged not by our wealth, but by our impact.